Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam over 1,000 years ago said,
soon the city of Kufa will become empty of knowledge, and knowledge will leave Kufa as a snake goes out of its lair.
Then the knowledge will appear in a land called Qom.
It will become the center of knowledge and merits.
No one, not even the women at home, will be unaware of the religion of God.
This will be close to the time of the reappearance of Al-Qa'im, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In every era throughout the history of Islam, there has always been a hub and center. First it was Mecca, Medina, it then became Kufa.
Today the Islamic Republic of Iran is the flag bearer, the center, the headquarters of Islam.
This is the heart of the global resistance against tyranny, and it is the only hope for the oppressed people of the world,
who are uniting to fight back against the oppressive world powers.
That's why we are proud to be speaking to you from right here, the holy city of Qom.
Ayatollah Sheikh Mohsen Araki is one of the great personalities of our time.
An Islamic scholar, university lecturer, and member of the Assembly of Experts, Majlis-e-Khubragan, and Jami Mudarrasin of the Holy City of Qom.
The Islamic Pulse team was honored to be visited by Ayatollah Araki,
who appreciated our humble efforts, gave us a speech focused on the future direction of Islamic media in the world. And also had an exclusive meeting with Islamic Pulse management.
Our management briefed the team about the meeting.
Anyhow, it was a huge honor, and we learnt a lot about the overall direction of Imam Khamenei when it comes to the soft war.
It's obvious that Zio America has an agenda to strip society of religion, morality, and ethics,
and to attack Islam, spread disinformation and Islamophobia.
Their weapons of mass deception are vast and powerful, but
Imam Khamenei has said, in our opinion, it is possible to defeat the Western Zionist media empire. It is possible to do this. If we all show willpower, we can accomplish this.
And that's what we're gonna do.
Now, where do you come in all of this? What's your role?
Well, the officers of the soft war are working tirelessly, night and day, in offices, studios, and in cyberspace all over the world. Researchers, directors, producers, writers, camera and lighting men, techies, translators, managers, animators, uploaders, PR, graphic designers, actors, musicians, creative directors, all contributing themselves and their personal talents to the soft war.
You just have to make sure that you commit an action purely for Allah's sake.
This message needs messengers who will take this content that the officers have created and pass it on to others.
Because while the revolutionaries have the message, which is the solution to the world's problems, the enemy is doing everything it can to stop that message from reaching you.
They're distracting people through mass entertainment,
misinformation through the news,
promoting certain profiles and blocking others. While our viewership was growing into the hundreds of thousands on Facebook, all our admins were suddenly and without warning blocked, disabled, deleted.
What?
The page was just left there without us even having any control over it.
You could still go and see it now. On YouTube, it's worse.
While our subscribers have increased, evidently there's a lot of people who are interested and attracted by the revolutionary message, our viewership keeps going down.
Really?
Really?
Do you think that's a coincidence? No, I don't.
And it's not just us. A lot of those who wish for a better world free from Zio-American oppression have also been targeted.
As many of you have realized that right after the Shahada of Commander Qasem Soleimani, there was an obvious and announced clean sweep of nearly all those who expressed love, gratitude, and respect for this hero who rid the world of ISIS.
Freedom of speech.
Well, this is what these biased platforms are doing.
Thank God we still have WhatsApp. Oh, wait a minute. They blocked us from that too.
Because the filthy CIA.
He means Facebook owns it.
Would they really be doing this to all the revolutionaries if we weren't having an effect? Think about it.
They are afraid of people waking up.
They're afraid of the Islamic revolution.
They're afraid of Islamic unity.
They're afraid of the message of pure Muhammadan Islam.
They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah refuses except to perfect His light, although the disbelievers dislike it.
Not only will we manage to resist them, but the message of pure Muhammadan Islam.
The message of the Ahlul Bayt.
Of mutual respect.
The message of brotherhood.
The message of the Quran.
The message of love.
The message of unity.
The message of tolerance.
The message of resistance against oppressors.
Will reach every person on earth.
Every person on earth.
Every person on earth, without a shadow of doubt, inshallah.
We get a lot of people asking us about where to find our content. Well, do an internet search for Islamic Pulse, followed by anything that you want to know about, and then boom, like magic, see what comes up.
We're all over the internet, really, but there's no telling when our accounts might get taken down.
Right now, the best and most reliable places where you can find us are our website, Telegram, and Shia TV. And in the future, stay tuned, inshallah, because the best is yet to come. We're sending out a message, and that message is simple.
First of all, to all the believers and those searching for truth, we are here for you.
Empowering you with guidance and knowledge.
Inspiring you.
Entertaining you.
Cheering you up.
Showing you the realities.
Giving you a little dose of fiqh.
Freeing your mind.
Making Islam clear and simple for all.
Diving a little deeper.
Wherever you are.
Second to all the enemies of Islam, we will find you and expose all your crooked ideologies.
We will show the world your weaknesses.
Wherever you are.
And thirdly, O Imam Mahdi,
may our souls be sacrificed for you.
We lay our lives, our efforts, and our dreams before you and renew our pledge of allegiance to you.
Because you are the one who will
fill the world with justice and equity,
just as it is today filled with oppression and injustice.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are. Wherever you are.